Hi, everyone. Welcome. This is Jenny Brewer, and I want to welcome you to this telecall, Maintaining Your Wellness This Fall, so appropriate on the first day of autumn. My co-host for this call is the amazing acupuncturist Katie Briggs. Katie, are you there?
Yes. Hello. Awesome. Happy equinox.
Yay. So I'll let Katie introduce herself in just a little bit, but right now, I want to take a moment to say how happy we both are that you have taken the time to spend with us on this call for the first day of fall. You're in the right place if you want to take care of yourself this autumn so that your winter and your holidays flow smoothly. Yay for that. And the key really is prioritizing your own self-care, which Katie and I are going to be talking a lot about. And when it comes to self-care, there is no time like the present. So we're going to invite you to start now and give yourself the gift of being completely present on this call and to avoid multitasking, which is always tempting, I know. So maybe you want to make yourself a cup of tea or heat up a rice bag or something and really just sit back and be nourished by our discussion tonight. So this is how the call is going to go. First, Katie will talk about how fall affects our body from a traditional Chinese medical perspective. TCM is probably what we'll call it. Katie, is that right?
Yes.
Just for an abbreviation.
TCM.
Okay, TCM, just so people know what that is. And she'll talk about how to cleanse and strengthen the major organ systems of fall, which are the lungs and the large intestine or the colon. Then I'm going to talk about the three categories of foods I consider to be essential to maximize your wellness and boost your immunity this season. And then we'll finish our discussion with what we consider to be really the most important piece, how to use the changing of the seasons to let go of what no longer serves us and cherish what does. So, I don't know, I can't wait for that part personally. And then if we have time, we'd love to take your questions. During these 60 minutes, we're going to both give you as much information as we can, and I realize many of you may want more, so we'll also both be sharing other ways we can work together later in the call. All right, so let's get right to it. You ready, Katie?
I am.
Awesome. So the reason Katie and I wanted to do this call on this day, the first day of autumn, is that we both see a lack of connection to the seasons as a major contributor to a lack of connection to our own bodies. Our society really encourages a lack of connection to the seasons. We live in climate-controlled environments. We eat foods out of season. We follow eating programs that aren't appropriate to the weather. And we're regularly asked to ignore our body signals. We both believe strongly that if we can tap back into the flow of the seasons, then we can reconnect to our body and listen to the messages that it's sending us, which really, listening to your body is really the key, in our opinions, to true wellness. So, Katie, let's start by giving everyone an overview of the fall season from a traditional Chinese medical perspective. And on a personal note, I really want to tell everyone that Katie has been my acupuncturist for, Katie, has it been like 5 years?
At least, yeah, quite a while.
At least. It's been a while, and I can honestly say, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that I'm a happier and healthier person because of it. I feel like, you're so intuitive about the body and really encourage me to listen to the wisdom that's inherently there instead of looking outside of myself, and so I so appreciate that about you. So before you give the overview of the fall season from that perspective, why don't you just tell everyone a little bit about yourself and, you know, why you practice acupuncture.
All right. Well, first of all, thank you, Jenny, for letting me join you on this call. I think it's just amazing to get ahead of the game and really tune in. This may be an opportunity just to remember some information we already know. It may be brand new for other people, but the opportunity to remember it as the season shifts is really the wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I just really celebrate the wisdom of Chinese medicine and the wisdom of our bodies and the flow when we look out into the natural world and the changing seasons, it mimics what's happening in our body. It's the micro of the macro. And I found this to be just such a potent and intuitive way to tune into health when I was wildcrafting herbs and plants in the Santa Cruz Mountains in the mid-90s. I noticed that the plants that we needed for each season would come to harvest at just the right time. So the herbs that you needed for your lungs, grindelia, would ripen up in the fall when we need to tonify the lungs. So many of the gifts that we need to keep our health are available in our bioregion if we can just stop and pay attention. We really don't need to reinvent the wheel. We just need to have enough spaciousness to look around and notice what's being offered. Mm-hmm. In our own environment. So, and this is what drew me to Chinese medicine, just the wisdom of the medicine was so intuitive and really honoring the wisdom of my own body. And this month marks my 11-year anniversary, so I've had the opportunity over the last decade plus to support the wisdom of so many clients and really tune into just watching that flow, that natural flow that ebbs through each season, ebbs through each person. Mm-hmm. And so as we move into autumn, it's an opportunity to pay attention to what's happening in your own body and the organ systems that you presenced already, the lungs and the large intestine or the colon, and I will use large intestine and colon interchangeably, are the two organ systems that are connected via the organs themselves, but also the channels, and there's a whole with the five elements. So even though there's four seasons that we think of, the Chinese add in late summer, which is what we're ending right now, late summer, and then into their summer, late summer, and then autumn. So that's how we get five seasons and five elements. So with the lungs and the large intestine, they're both cleansing organs. If you think about the function that they hold, we inhale and we exhale, and our colon fills up and we release every morning. So it's really about surrender and letting go on an emotional level, but also on a physical level. You can't inhale, so you exhale. And these two organ systems are connected. If you think about a straw, I frequently use the image of if you've ever had a drink with a straw in it and you plug the top of the straw, you can lift the straw out of the drink and the fluid doesn't come down the straw. So if your lungs are blocked, your colon is blocked. If your colon is blocked, your lungs are blocked. So you may notice with constipation that there's asthma, or you may notice with an upper respiratory system, it's really important to be able to eliminate properly to regain your health. So, and some people constitutionally, we each have within each season more vulnerability. Some people, the autumn is just a time where they feel supercharged, and other people, they notice, oh, I'm getting more allergies, or, I wake up, there's a body clock. So 3 to 5 a.m. is lung time. So people will be like, oh, I'm waking up at, 3 a.m. and I can't fall back asleep, or, waking up early in the morning and then, or at 5 a.m., and then and many people wake up between 5 and 7 and eliminate, which is actually the colon properly eliminating during the body clock hours. So paying attention to if you're not sleeping well during those hours might be a vulnerability, or if you're more prone to allergies. The lungs also regulate our immune system, and we're also connecting in right now in the allopathic world in Western medicine how important the large intestine and proper probiotics and having positive bacteria in your gut is a huge part of your immune system too. So the lungs and the large intestine are a really important part of keeping a functional immune system. So this time of year is really the time to set the tone for a high-functioning immune system all year, all through the winter. So if you can set it up now, when it gets colder and darker, you'll still have that life force and chi. It's the folks who I see who catch that upper respiratory tract infection, and then it kind of ebbs and flows and lingers and lurks and go away for a couple of weeks and come back. And it's just like, whoa, it's been a long winter by the time you get to spring of fighting this lurking pathogen. So really tuning in now. And it's hard because it's still, you know, we've had so many beautiful hot sunny days here in on the Central Coast. But it sneaks up, the cold mornings, and the wind will pick up. And if you're wearing flip-flops and a T-shirt, the wind, just the cold will just permeate right in because you've had all the pores of your body open to keep yourself cool. So mm-hmm. it's a little bit, the erratic weather really invites in the opportunity for your immune system to feel challenged. So paying attention to all that and just making sure that, you know, when you're out in the evening, you have an extra layer, a hoodie or a warm pair of socks. Or I love that I have my hot pack. You mentioned that at the beginning of the call. So that, you know,
I love
keeping, it. Yeah, keeping it on your neck. Your neck will frequently tighten when you feel that very first onset of cold, and that's the muscle layer contracting to block out the cold. So you don't really want to massage it out, but you can pull it out with heat, because if you pull out the heat, you pull out, we put on the heat, you'll pull out the cold. So that's a great way to tonify your immune system and your lungs. And so that's the lungs and the large intestine, and they are very intimately linked, and the skin is also connected. So if you have, you know, some skin conditions that are connected to asthma, you might notice, oh, I'm someone who tunes in, who has more vulnerabilities this time of year. And then you're like, yeah, in the summer and the spring, I feel stronger and have more vitality. And so, yeah, paying attention to that, definitely, if you're one of those people, then eating with the season and making sure you're getting plenty of fermented foods and probiotics, which I'm sure you'll share a lot more about how you can do all that later in the call.
Yeah.
But that's just a touchstone of the lungs and the large intestine and the metal element.
That's great. That's really, really helpful. And I know how they affect each other on a, like, I know it in my brain, but, like, to really hear you with that straw analogy, I really got it. It's like, oh, if something's clogged on, I mean, if the lungs are congested, then the chances are the large intestine is the same. Do you have any tips for, I mean, I'm going to talk about fiber as we move into the foods part, but in particular the lungs. Like, I know you mentioned putting the warm pack on the neck. Like, do you think, like, warming, do you have any, like, warming teas or anything that you recommend for lung support?
Yeah, so the basic way, I mean, a lot of the herbs are specific to each individual's constitution, so there's not really a blanket thing that I would say, go to this, but definitely cold contracts the lungs. So
okay.
If you're noticing, oh, I'm having a hard time catching my breath, or I feel constriction in my bronchial tubes, or warming them up, I mean, and this is assuming it's from cold, if you have, you know, exercise-induced asthma or something else, there's other ways to deal with it. But just specifically this time of year, if you're feeling immune compromised and that sort of tightness, you know, you might notice there's an itchiness in the back of your throat or your eyes or your ears, and you're like, is this allergies or is this a cold coming on? It doesn't really matter. If you heat up a hot pack and you put it on the back of your neck, it'll help tonify your immune system, relax your lungs, and allow you to inhale oxygen and properly exhale carbon dioxide so that you can continue to cleanse. And then, yeah, if your colon, I mean, really having positive bacteria and keeping yourself regular with an appropriate diet with plenty of fiber will really help that too. So if you, you know, have sort of ongoing respiratory issues, making sure you're illuminating properly every day, ideally between the hours of 5 a.m. and 7 a.m., which is the large intestine colon time, that will really help keep your immune system strong and your lungs as well. And just stopping to breathe. I mean, this time of year, as we're going to talk a little bit later, is really about reflection and letting go. I mean, both of these organs, that is what they do. They let go of what no longer serves, that we don't need in our body. And so stopping to really trim back and let go and just breathe, just be reflective, watching the light. I love looking at the angles of the light as the sun moves in the sky. It just sort of encourages an opportunity to space out and reflect and breathe. So
I love that.
Stopping to breathe.
what a concept, stopping to breathe. And this season does inspire that. I mean, when you see, like the sun and the way it reflects on the leaves, the changing colors. It's just like, it's almost mesmerizing, you know, and it really is a beautiful season. It really is. Fall foliage is so awesome that way. And like, just like hiking with, or like taking a walk on the trails with like that crunch of leaves, it really does invite sort of a reflective nature. And what I'm also hearing you say is that the way you transition from the late summer to the fall is really important, because it is tempting. I mean, I know I've got my flip-flops out, and every time I put them on, I'm like, uh-oh, hope I don't run into Katie. No, but I think of you often. But it is very, it's confusing almost, because we have these warm days, but there is this chill there. So I think that advice to keep yourself probably more warm and bundled than you would even think to is a good idea.
Yeah, just air out the side of layers, you know, having a scarf or a hoodie available to cover the back of your neck. Keeping your feet warm and your head warm will really boost your immune system. So if you're noticing, oh, I'm feeling run down, I'm feeling tired, but you're not feeling necessarily sick, you're just kind mm-hmm. of, oh, I need to pay attention. Making sure you have, you know, warm feet will really help boost your immune system. And yeah, I mean, I had my flip-flops on today. It's a hard habit to break.
It's so hard. They're so comfortable, yes, but good. Oh, I hear
but when it
saying.
Comes time to tune in to, oh, my feet are cold, you know, I put my cozy socks on and get real with closed-toed shoes. So
get real with closed-toed shoes. I love that. That's awesome. Thank you. So I'll transition to talking about some of the food components that are really essential, and it's going to really piggyback on what you were talking about with the fermented foods and the getting your colon moving. Before I do that, I want to tell those of you on the call a little bit about why the subject of whole healthy food is so near and dear to my heart. So I'm really passionate about healthy whole foods. Some of you might know this already, but my story is that I was a chronic yo-yo dieter for so much of my life. So from ages 13 to about 30, I was always looking for that magic diet that would give me the health and the body that I desired. And even though I studied 8 years of Western nutrition, I would still look outside of myself for the right way to eat. And it wasn't until I attended, by the grace of God, the Natural Gourmet Institute in New York City, which is a culinary school focused on whole, real foods. And it was started by a woman named Anne Marie Colbin, who I really consider a genius in the area of whole foods. And her system is based around the five elements from Chinese medicine and seasonality. And it was the first time, I had studied nutrition for years, it was the first time I had ever learned the importance of eating food in season. So I had, like, my mind was filled with vitamins, minerals, RDA, all that stuff, but I really had never looked at food as like holistic before. And once I got that perspective, I was really able to heal my relationship with food. It was like, oh, so this is what I've been looking for, which isn't really any kind of like diet eating program. It's more trusting your intuition, eating foods in season, and eating foods that were whole and natural. So that's why I'm really passionate about spreading that message, because I think that food is something that we think about a lot. It's like calories, fat grams, da-da-da-da-da-da, but I don't really think it's a thinking game. I think it's a feeling game, and that starts with eating foods in season and eating foods in balance. And while I think that eating healthy whole foods is important all year long. Katie and I talk about this all the time. Really, the seasons of spring and fall, in my mind, are really crucial, because they're the seasons leading into our extreme seasons of winter and summer. And so, you know, following some type of intentional eating program in the spring and the fall can really set you up for success, in my mind, when it comes to those extreme seasons. Fall is especially important in my mind because we know what's right around the corner, everybody, the holiday smackdown, or otherwise known as the sugar smackdown. So I think that paying special attention to your diet right now can pay huge dividends when you're going into the winter and you're going into this really kind of cold time where there's a lot of social gatherings with bready and sugary things. And so I think focusing on building your immunity and strengthening those organs that Katie spoke of, the lungs and the large intestine, are really great. So that is why I'm an advocate of putting attention to your diet now, so you're all in the perfect place. So here are the three categories of food I consider to be essential. And Katie's already told you the first one, and it's no surprise I'm starting with fermented foods. I want to start the immunity discussion with probiotics, because your gut, is the scientific term I'll be using, is your largest immune organ in the body. 25% of all of your immune cells are there, and they provide 50% of your body's immune response. And that immune response is regulated by the health of your gut flora. And the flora is just another word for the species, all of the bacteria residing in your gut. And most of us have more than 400 different species of bacteria. The gut flora is so important. A researcher at Tufts University called it the forgotten body organ because of its vital yet underappreciated health function. And so I think this is really an up-and-coming area. I've read articles that talk about the importance of your gut flora for your brain health and for lots of different things. And I think here we're going to be talking about immunity, but I think it's an area to pay special attention to in your diet. So the way probiotics increase immunity in your gut specifically is they improve the health of your epithelial lining. So that is the lining of your intestines that forms a barrier against the pathogens from entering your bloodstream. And epithelial tissue is degenerated and then regenerated. So it like sloughs off and then it forms again. And your gut flora is crucial to making it regenerate properly. So if you don't have enough or if it's imbalanced, then that lining is impaired and you can have a decreased barrier to those pathogens. There are lots of studies on how fermented foods and probiotics affect your immunity. One study from the Journal of Science and Medicine found that when athletes took probiotic supplements as compared to a placebo, they had 40% fewer colds than their cohorts who got the placebo. In another study, people who were given a fermented dairy drink like kefir displayed increased production of lymphocytes, which is a marker of immune response. So the effects of probiotics on our immune system are really, it's a founded thing. And two of my favorite sources of getting it, so you can take probiotic supplements, definitely, and on the subject of whole foods, eating them is even better for many reasons. It's more bioavailable when you eat fermented foods versus taking a supplement. Plus, foods have other things going for them than just the one food component. So two of my favorite sources that I recommend to people to include this time of year are kefir and kimchi. So kefir is a fermented dairy drink that you can find in the dairy section. It doesn't have to be dairy, cow dairy. You can find goat kefir. You can also find coconut kefir these days. What you want to watch for in kefir is sugar, because sugar is no good for the immune system. So that's counterintuitive. But kefir is a great way to get probiotics. And kimchi is a sauerkraut-like fermented cabbage. And the cool thing about kimchi is that a traditional kimchi is made with Chinese cabbage and carrots, garlic, ginger, onions, and peppers. And so it's not only high in probiotics, actually the strain in kimchi is a lactobacillus, but it also is high in like garlic and all of these other things that we know are good for our immunity too. So run stat and get yourself some spicy kimchi if you're so inclined. And the other thing is if you're like me and you gravitate towards like salty things like chips and popcorn, you know, I just can't say enough about that. That's my favorite class of food for sure, crackers. Interestingly enough, but having some salty, like, fermented food really helps me with my cravings because I'll like, put it on a salad or I'll I'll, like, have it on top of steamed vegetables. I don't cook. You don't want to cook it because it's raw, but you could even fold it into an omelet once it's already cooked. And I think that that's a great way to get some fermented food into your diet. So that's the first category, fermented foods. The second...
Can I just add one thought right here, Jenny? Because with the kimchi, the spiciness, too, will help you sweat out the cold. So if you're starting to feel a little immune compromised, that cold again, just eating that spicy fermented kimchi will really help your body kind of kick out the pathogen. So that's another bonus to the spiciness.
That is another bonus. And I'm glad that you brought that up because one of the healing... foods or one of the healing tastes for this time of year is spicy. So peppers like cayenne, it's a great time to be cooking with jalapenos, like because spicy does clear lung congestion. And so I'm glad that you brought that up and thank you for the reminder that it's also a great time of year if you like spicy to indulge in that, some like nice curries, some things, because like you said, it's going to clear that congestion and get things moving. Great.
Excellent.
Thank you. Okay, and so our next category of food are antioxidant-rich foods. So I'm sure all of you have heard of antioxidants before. These are the food components that protect us from disease, and they definitely have a difference in our, or they make a difference in our immune response. There are many antioxidant vitamins and minerals, but the three I'm going to focus on today are vitamin C, carotenoids, and selenium. So let's start with vitamin C. You know, we've all heard that about vitamin C. You know, I think when I was in high school, whenever I got a cold, I would drink orange juice. Like nowadays, we know that there's many more sources, better sources of vitamin C than orange. I don't even think I was drinking real orange juice. I think I might have been drinking like Sunny Delight or something like that. So there are many better sources of vitamin C. But the cool thing is that vitamin C raises the production of white blood cells and antibodies, and it also increases something called interferon, which basically coats your cell surfaces, preventing the entry of viruses. So vitamin C is not an old wives' tale. It's definitely has a role in boosting our immunity. Jalapenos and red peppers, like we just mentioned, the pepper family, are very high in vitamin C and also good for, though the spicy ones are good for clearing that congestion. And kale has more vitamin C than any other green. So while I like to eat kale all the time, I think this time of year is especially a good time to braise yourself or saute yourself some kale. So foods that are high in vitamin C, and then obviously citrus is high as well. So vitamin C-rich foods, adding them this time of year. The second antioxidant to focus on are carotenoids. So the most famous carotenoid is beta-carotene, but there are a host of other ones. We typically find carotenoids in the orangey-reddish fleshed foods, so carrots, sweet potatoes, and my favorite for this time of year is the winter squash. So winter squash is a great source of beta-carotene. What beta-carotene does is it increases the production of natural killer cells and our helper T cells. So again, boosting that immune response. And so adding the kale and peppers for the vitamin C, another food to add this fall is definitely the winter squash. And boy, I really love winter squash. Like when I have any kind of sadness about stone fruit season ending, and then it's like I get to turn around and see, the squash. So, you know, some of them are harder than others to deal with. And I'm going to give you a trick here. I had a a friend who was a produce guru, literally. This guy knew everything about produce, and he gave me the best tip. When you're dealing with the bigger squashes, like butternut squash, kabocha, even sometimes like an acorn can be really big, pumpkins, wash it and put the whole thing in the oven at like 375 and cook it for maybe half an hour. Take it out, let it cool a little bit, and then it's so much easier to cut. I mean, it's so much easier to deal with. If you're dealing with, like, you want to make it into, like, cubes for curry, or you want to puree it and put it into a pie. So that's a tip for you. But my favorite winter squash, because of its user-friendly nature, is the delicata. The little, I know, it's so yummy. It's a little squash that, it's like a small oval size, but you can find it at your farmer's market or at the grocery store. Amazing source of beta carotene, but it's also really user-friendly, easy to cut, easy to clean, and you can eat the skin. So I think that makes it like a winner for a winter squash to add to your diet right now. I really like to put delicata in place of, like, when a recipe calls for sweet potatoes or butternut squash, I will use delicata. It's delicious roasted on top of salad. It's particularly delicious with bitter greens, like things that are a little bitter, because the sweetness goes really well with that. And then I also love stuffing it. So you can stuff it with like a quinoa or some type of stuffing, which is really delicious. Okay, so that's carotenoids. And then the third nutrient to focus on this time of year is selenium. And selenium is a nutrient that helps your white blood cells produce cytokines, which are the proteins that help clear viruses out of our body. You can find selenium in Brazil nuts. They're outrageously high in selenium. So unless you have a Brazil nut allergy, I would strongly suggest that you treat yourself to some of them to snack on this time of year. A great, great source of selenium. Plus, they're really delicious, I think, Brazil nuts. And I also like putting Brazil nuts in a food processor with a little bit of garlic and tahini and maybe some parsley and making it into a pate, because they have like enough fat that it'll hold together, and it's really delicious on like vegetables. So it's that's a great way to eat Brazil nuts. And fish and seafood or shellfish are also really great sources of selenium. So if you like fish and that's something that you include in your diet, this is as good of a time as any to get more of that. Great. So that's selenium. And then the third food component that I consider essential this time of year, we touched on it already, for the health of your colon, is soluble fiber. So soluble fiber increases or benefits your immunity by boosting production of the protein interleukin-4, which stimulates your body's infection-fighting cells. So soluble fiber not only keeps us regular, but it also has an immune, it also boosts our immunity. There are two types of fiber, insoluble and soluble. You will typically find foods contain both of them, but there are foods that are higher in the soluble kind, and those are lentils and beans, flaxseed, buckwheat, and oats. The foods of fall in particular that you can really focus on this time of year to get that soluble fiber are apples, pears, figs, and those beautiful winter squash. All of those, winter squash has like really high in soluble fiber. And so I think it's, you know, like Katie, like you were talking about at the beginning of the call, I think it's like so cool when you see like the foods that really keep us healthy any time of year. And then you look at the seasonality list and you're like, oh, that's, you know, the nutrients I need are in the food. I mean, figs, winter squash, pears, those are like outrageously high in soluble fiber, and what a delicious way to get it too. So there's a list of foods to add to your diet this fall. Katie, do you have any other foods that you wanted to add or anything else you encourage your patients to eat this time of year?
You hit a lot of my favorites. I mean, I just always encourage people to go to their local farmer's market, even if you can't make it every, you know, Wednesday or Saturday or Sunday, whenever you go, just to see what's there, because that tells you what's growing in your bioregion. And then if you pick it up at the grocery store, because a lot of times we can get things that have, you know, been imported from halfway around the world, but really paying attention to what's growing where you live. And that is typically what we need. But, yeah, you hit on a lot of my favorites. I'm excited to have fall.
Yeah, I am too. All this food is, all this talk of food is definitely making me hungry. I'm like, I wish I had some delicata squash. And speaking of that, I want to take an opportunity to tell you all about a program that I have coming up in October. It's a cooking circle featuring all of these foods that we've been talking about. The program is online, so you can participate from the comfort of your home. And let me tell you about the structure. It has 4 online cooking classes that are live. So you'll be actually cooking along with me in your kitchen. I'll be sharing, you know, culinary tips with you. We'll also be talking about the health benefits of the foods that we're cooking. You can ask questions as they arise. And the goal is by the end of the class, you're actually going to have a lot of food that you can then eat for several days. And one of the things that I'll share with you are some, like, freezing tips for soups and stews. So you can really plan your meals so that you always have these healthy whole foods available. They're live, but they're also going to be recorded, so you can watch them at any time. You're going to get also 4 weekly meal plans that feature these healing fall foods, including easy-to-make recipes for breakfast, lunch, and dinner and snack ideas, with the idea that you're eating healthy, whole, immune-building foods for the entire month of October, and that's going to make such a huge difference as you move into your holidays. All of the recipes are gluten and dairy-free. They are mostly plant-based. There will be some fish and seafood for the selenium and some egg recipes, but in those cases, there will always be a vegan alternative. And some of the recipes we'll make together are spiced apple and buckwheat porridge. Delicious. I'm going to teach you how to make your own kimchi, spicy kimchi, because that's a really, it's actually kind of an easy thing to do, and it's delicious. Delicata squash stuffed with golden quinoa and tart cherries, yummy. Spaghetti squash pad thai, and then one of my favorite desserts is poached pears. Pears are just outrageous for the fall. I mean, they're so sweet and they're so delicious, but each pear provides you 3 grams of soluble fiber, which is really great. So you'll get all those recipes and more. The price of the 4-week program is normally $197, but I wanted to thank you for taking the time to be on the call with us. So I have a $100 off coupon for you, which would bring the price just to $97. That coupon code is HEALTHYFALL, but I'm going to send you an email when we get off the phone, so you'll have the link to sign up and that coupon code, so you don't need to remember it. If you wanted to look at it before we get off the call, the link is nourishingnutrition.com/fall cooking circle. Like I said, I'll send you that. I'll send you an email when we get off the call. That coupon is going to be good all through the weekend. So if you needed to talk to somebody about it or look at your schedule for October and see if it works for you, you can definitely still redeem that. But for anyone who knows that, yes, you want to do it and you buy the cooking circle tonight, I'm going to add an extra bonus of my Soups and Stews ebook, which has over 50 of my most delicious soups and stews recipes. Mm. So, yeah, yummy. It's soup and stews weather, which always makes me so happy because they're like one of my favorite foods ever. So, again, be on the lookout for that email from me as soon as we get off the call. Okay, well, enough on that. So let's get to the third and the best point. Well, not the best, but, you know, a really important piece, which is how to use this seasonal change for our best emotional health, like really letting go of what no longer serves us and cherishing what does. Katie, do you want to get us started on this point?
Yeah, and I think it's fantastic that you've present so many components of immune boosting the nutrients in this food, but it's also just a soulful thing to sit down with this food and really reflect on the season. So just the act of celebrating and making and sitting down with a bowl of warm winter squash soup and reflecting on the light. I mean, talk about nourishment, talk about reflection, talk about delicious. So, you know, really using the opportunity of your cooking circle to stop and reflect, you know, and really celebrate the changing season. So that right off the bat is just a really great way. But even beyond food, which yeah, I love food. but just really tuning back into the breath and the stillness of this time of year and the reflection in, you know, watching the angles of the light and really stopping. And we've grown, you know, through the season, springtime, all our visions, and then in the summer they burst into all the fruits and labor, you know, the deliciousness that you think about the spring growing and then the harvesting. And then the fall is that time of year to stop and let go of what we no longer need. So, you know, energetically, it might be a time to clear out your closet too, and just sort of like you would do a cleanse for your colon. And clearing out, just slowing down, getting ready for the winter, which is, you know, really that hibernation time, even though culturally that's when we really go out and about and there's the push to attend all the holiday parties. But really setting yourself up with that time now so that you can pace yourself and, you know, your adrenals, which are what we get in the wintertime, and still having that sense of enough energy to sustain you through to the spring, where you, then you can birth your visions again. So this is really the opportunity, the time of year, to stop and reflect on what you cherish most and what you're intentionally ready to let go of, so it could be circulated, you know, to someone else or back to the earth and composting, you know, letting go. It's really a part of the cycle. So stopping and breathing, any kind of pranayama exercises, which are a type of yoga breathing, but even just taking a really deep breath and then inhaling just a little bit more and then holding it and then exhaling. And then exhaling just a little bit more. Doing that 4 or 5 times then just will really change your frame of mind. It'll change your nervous system and just kind of gives you that opportunity to push the reset button. Not to mention that it's fantastically tonifying for the lungs. So
I was just going to say, it's like a workout. It's a workout for your lung, isn't it?
Yeah. And, you know, stretching it for capacity and reflection. And you know, with people who have a compromised, you know, as we talked, some people are more vulnerable this time of year. The organ systems that they're most challenged by could be the lungs and the large intestine. So obviously modifying that, you know. And if you are someone who notices, oh, yeah, this is the time of year that I'm most challenged, even more so than November or December when it gets colder and darker, it's really fantastic to tune into your cooking circle and, you know, to really push the reset button and get some self-care too. So,
Great.
Yeah.
I love that. And I think the thing that really I'm resonating with right now is the energetic house cleaning that you were talking about. Like, I really feel like because the lungs and the colon are so cleansing, there is something really nice about having your environment be cleansed as well. So even though it's not typically the time, I mean, we tend to think of spring as like the cleansing season, right? But I really think fall is deserves its own cleanse, if you will, and much gentler.
I think we talked about that as a detox. There's like a more like scouring type of energy of the spring, and there's more of just a release and a surrender and a letting go this time of year. But it's still very important to surrender and let go.
Yes. Yes, it's not, and it's not always easy. And speaking of that, from an emotional perspective, I know that I've read that the lungs, so the emotion that's really connected to the lungs is grief. Is that is that right?
So yes.
It's also a good time of year to look at that.
It is. So, you know, there's the natural flow of, you know, if we've had a loss in our life, someone passes or the end of a relationship or just letting go of anything, there's a grieving period, which is grief is the child of love. So just really acknowledging that we're in love, we're letting go. And it could be the time of year where, you know, as lungs are challenged, you may revisit some of those losses. But also just the letting go of summer, the seasonal shift. Summer, mm-hmm. the emotion is joy. And mm-hmm. so there's something sort of melancholic about the shortening days. And just I in my latest newsletter, I wrote that, you know, the sadness of having to wear closed-toed shoes. I love walking barefoot and having my flip-flops, but I'd rather feel sad than sick, you know.
So that's really a good one. Yeah,
so just tuning in to, okay, summer will come again, the warmth will come again, the longer days will come again, and just sort of acknowledging that reflective letting go and the beauty of sort of the melancholic sadness and just embracing. You know, grief has such a more dense tone, you know, of that sort of sobbing, but there's just sort of this sweet grief, too, of just really
yeah.
watching the transitions and the changing and
yeah.
the passing of into winter.
Yeah, the passing of, you know, letting go of summer and embracing fall. I think it also, you know, the whole fall is set up very much like back to school, back to this, back to that. And so I also invite everybody to just put some space to give yourself that time to do whatever kind of clearing you need to. I think it's very tempting this time of year to like, okay, we've come out of the fun time. Now it's time to, you know, put all these like rigid schedules in and it's back to this and back to things. And, you know, I think that that's where the self-care really comes in and making sure as you put in the back to, even as the back to school or back to whatever is coming, and so are the holidays, that you still have time in your schedule for those times of reflection and self-care and whatever that means for you, like you said, like the yogic breathing or exercise, some movement. But I think that's also really important this time of year to not get, to just basically not get snowballed by the schedule
yes.
thing, which it's like starts in September, and then by the next thing you know, it's like the holidays are past, and it's the new year, and it's like, whoa, now I have to make a New Year's resolution to get well. It's like, okay, let's just step back and really be like intentional and deliberate with this changing season.
Yeah, and I would like to offer at this point in setting up, you know, an intentional shift, if, you know, in addition to your cooking circle, folks who are local in Santa Cruz would like to come in for an initial appointment, I'll discount that $30 when you contact me. Just presence that you heard about it through the teleclass or through Jenny's cooking circle, and I'd be happy to offer that because I think it's for people who are particularly challenged by the metal element and these organ systems, it can make a world of difference to get a really unique perspective for your constitution specifically
yes.
so that you can learn how to modify accordingly. Because there's so much information out there, and when we tune into specifically our constitution and we learn, oh, we can start to see the patterns just like in the natural world in our own body. It can really light up that light bulb and make a lot of choices quite a bit clearer and easier to discern. So, yeah. I'm happy to extend that. Just when you contact me, let me know that you heard about that offer through this call.
Awesome. Thank you, Katie. And how will they find you online? Give everybody
a Yeah, so you can find me at Katie Briggs, KateBriggs.net, or just Google my name, Santa Cruz, and I pop right up. And that you can contact me through my website, through email, my phone number's on there. And I also just sent out a newsletter, and it has a lot more of the information that I spoke about in the first portion of the call. So if you'd like to review that, you can. It's the first entry on my blog is an article, Autumn's Potent Seasonal Shift. So you can
awesome.
Refresh and review a lot of this information there.
Great. Thank you so much for making that offer. And I can say from personal, my personal testimony is that Katie is a wonderful healer and really you're an advocate for your best health. And so I encourage anyone who's local to take her up on that offer. So thank you for doing that. And so we have a few minutes left for questions. And so the way that works is that there it goes. I start the Q&A session, and then if you have a question for either one of us, you can hit push *6 on your phone, and that's going to add you to the queue. And you can ask us any of your burning questions. So if any of you have that to, or any of you have questions, please hit *6 on your phone. And while we're waiting for that to, for those people to come up, you know, just to really review what we've talked about, you know, the importance of taking the time to eat healthy whole foods this season, really, really important. And I think the biggest takeaway, you know, for me, the biggest thing I'm taking away from this is the importance of self-care. And I know right now in particular, I'm really into the energetic house cleaning. Like, I can't get rid of stuff enough, so it must be the changing season. Okay, so we have some people coming in here. I'm going to unmute the caller with the last four digits of their phone number, 1407. Are you there?
I am. This is
Hi.
Beth.
Hi.
Hi,
Beth.
This was such a great call. Phenomenal. Both
great.
I took lots of notes. I have a question about doing a cleanse,
uh-huh.
a colon cleanse for the fall. Do you have any recommended resources or specifics that would be helpful?
So I have designed my cooking circle to be like a whole foods cleanse. And so that's where I'm always going to recommend people go to is, I mean, I think one of the best ways to cleanse the colon is to eat foods that are really high in fiber and really be concentrating on your hydration. This time of year is also important. So I don't necessarily recommend like a colon cleanse product or anything like that. But I think that you can do some good colon cleansing with real whole foods, and particularly that are high in fiber. Katie, do you have anything else to add there?
Yeah, I would suggest that this time of year with, you know, if there is the need to feel like you really want some assistance with clearing out the colon, to do it very gently as opposed to the more vigorous cleansing of the spring. So a lot of what Jenny Prentice is about getting proper probiotics and really sort of strengthening the organ so that it's eliminating properly would be the philosophy of this seasonal shift, as opposed to sometimes, you know, in the spring you might even do a fasting day, whereas this time of year I wouldn't recommend a fasting type of cleansing because that's pretty vigorous and intense, and the energy right now is about sort of gathering your nuts like a squirrel and storing up for the winter. So I think doing it really skillfully and while you're tonifying, like Jenny's cooking circle, where you're getting the seasonal foods and you're strengthening, but you're also clearing and cleansing as opposed to very intense kind of purging.
Mm-hmm.
And how long would it take to actually, you know, doing it that method, how long would you say it would take before you really, you know, the colon would be cleansed?
Well, and this all depends on the length, like what kind of health conditions. For some people who eat, you know, well throughout the year, there's a lot less gook and gunk and stuck on the inside of the colon. So, but I would think that you would start to eliminate more completely and notice it within 24 to 48 hours that your bowel movements would change, your skin, your complexion. Your skin is connected to the lungs and the large intestine, the lungs specifically, that you would notice there's that yours feels clearer. That that's another way to notice, oh, I'm detoxifying. My body's letting go of what no longer is serving me.
If your digestion is kind of impaired and you're not digesting well, and that's why there's toxins that have built up, would eating this way also be a way to strengthen that?
Oh, yes, especially if you notice that when you receive food, so the stomach and the small intestine are actually different organ systems. So if you're having impaired digestion in the receiving, I would be even more cautious about how I do any type of cleansing, because everything you put in your mouth has to be received and properly assimilated before you can eliminate it. So, so I would definitely tune into making sure you're eating strengthening foods where you can, because when our assimilation is compromised, it's hard to get the nutrients we need.
Right.
So the elimination component is sort of the last part of making sure you can release the toxins, but we really need to make sure that we're able to get our nutrients so that we can heal. So, yeah, paying attention to the whole GI. And today with, the state of affairs with food, it's so important to really tune in and have resources like Jenny, because it's hard to get really great food. That's why a lot of us, have impaired digestion, because we've been offered fake food for so long without knowing,
right.
With genetically modified and so many food intolerances, it's really important to get these resources from Jenny, these recipes and these ideas on how to come up with fantastic ways to make whole food taste delicious so that we can feel nourished from the time we put it in our mouth till it comes out the other end.
Yes, all in. And Beth, so I think the main thing is to think about when it comes to that, to almost like putting yourself on a gentle colon cleanse, if you will, would be the soluble fiber piece. And so, again, you're going to really find those in beans and lentils and the oats that I mentioned, buckwheat, apples, and pears. And then making sure that you are well hydrated is also really important this time of year. And then the probiotics, that's like I feel like those three are like the magic recipe for that. And you could basically put yourself on a very mild colon cleanse, but it would be very effective.
Yeah, well, I've done probiotics for years and years and some of the top probiotics. So that's why I was kind of surprised to find that I'm, not absorbing, nutrients in that.
Hmm.
I'm like, wow, that's, and I eat fairly well. I absolutely can do better, believe me. And Jenny's recipes are always wonderful. So, okay.
Great. Well, thank you so much for your question. Awesome. So anyone else have any questions? We have just a few minutes here if anyone else wants to jump in the queue. I don't see anyone else. So unless somebody does that in just the next minute or so, I think we'll take this opportunity to thank you all so much for spending the first day of fall with us. It's just been really a great way, I think, to launch the season. I know for me, in particular, seasons are really important to me, and I feel like more intentional than ever because we had this call on this day. Like, I'm like ready to go eat some squash. So we want to thank you both. Thank you all so much for being here. And both Katie and I, Katie, I'll put your website in the email that I send out.
Oh, great. Thank
after
you.
After the call, so that everybody has that. And so I encourage you to check out my cooking circle. And for those of you that are in the Bay Area, I'm even going to say the Bay Area because a drive to see Katie Briggs is not a bad drive. definitely check out Katie and treat yourself to a seasonal tune-up with her, which she'll get things working for you. So thank you all so much for being on the call, and look for that email from me later tonight. All right.
Thank Bye you, everybody. Jenny.
You're welcome. Thanks so much, Katie. Good night, everybody.
Good night.